Good morning and welcome everybody here to the Lakers Lowdown Podcast. I'm Anthony Irwin, Senior Lakers Insider for Clutch Points, and today on the show, let's just go through a couple keys and notes that I have for what I'll be looking for in tonight's pivotal. He's an unagreeable man. Pivotal game in Minnesota. First and foremost, seeing as it was a key coming out of game one, we're going to stick with this theme here for game three. The Lakers have to play harder than Minnesota. They're away in this game. Minnesota shooters are going to be more comfortable in their building. Probably going to get some home cooking there from the referees, right? If the Lakers are serious about taking care of business and getting this series back on track, it's going to start tonight, and it's going to start with give a bleep and discipline, not overhelping, not trapping when you don't need to trap, not turning the ball over, taking good shots, keeping Minnesota out of transition through execution and through discipline. If the Lakers are going to take care of business tonight, it's going to start upstairs. It's going to start, you know, in those inches between the ears for all these guys. And it's really going to be interesting to see how the Lakers are wired for this one, coming off an extra day of rest, understanding what is in front of them the longer this series goes, and given their goals beyond this series. Lakers, please don't embarrass us. Now, as far as X's and O's go, what the Lakers did, Matt Moore, who was in the lounge yesterday, we talked about this a lot, about the Lakers sending secondary level help rather than trying to trap right at the onset. And if Anthony Edwards is able to get by both of those guys, which he can, then you're at a complete disadvantage. Whereas if you basically plan for him getting by the first guy and then you send complicated looks and helps on the backside and force him to change the angles that he is going to make his next pass at, you know, that's how you try to contain him. That's how you have him finish with zero assists. And that's how you finish after the game, and with him saying that the zone that they were running whenever he had the ball was kind of confusing. Now, he has had an extra day to study tape on that, and we'll see what adjustments they have lined up for that approach to defense. But yeah, I think the big thing here with the Lakers is limit the number of easy baskets that the Lakers or that the Minnesota Timberwolves take, right? Whether it comes in transition, whether it's catch and shoot jumpers instead of isolation off the dribble jumpers, putbacks on offensive rebounds and stuff of that nature. The Lakers did a really good job in game two of making the Wolves work for everything that they got. And that is going to go a long way in them figuring out or being able to sneak out of game three with a win. Offensively, well, J.J. Redick talked after practice yesterday about the Lakers needing to find a way to play with more force, and I think he used the word thrust. there's a few kind of directions you can go in here, but I completely agree with him. The Lakers, I think, are at times piercing Minnesota's defense, and when they do, they have a lot of success. It's just really difficult to do it. Minnesota's defense is really bleeping good. They have a ton of athletes on the perimeter who also happen to be really bleeping long too, and it gets really difficult to get through that shell. The Lakers have kind of resorted to a lot of matchup hunting and stuff like that. And that can be effective in relatively smaller doses, but I'm still nervous about how much of their offense is just, hey, Luka, can you pick on Gobert here? Hey, Austin, can you pick on Naz Reid here? Hey, LeBron, can you try to pick on those guys? I'd feel better about it if LeBron could also pick on those guys and Minnesota just had no answer for him either. But the result of this has been LeBron turning into essentially a spot-up shooter. And JJ talked about it after the first game, and we saw LeBron a little bit more active, picked up a couple more assists, especially in the first half in game two. But they're going to need to keep figuring out ways to allow him to be the best second option in the sport, right? That was the big advantage that we talked about coming into the playoffs and obviously into the series, and we still haven't quite gotten there yet. So maybe because of the effort that he's putting forth on defense, maybe he doesn't necessarily have that there. But I also think the Lakers need to find ways to more strategically put him in places and get him going downhill more often without having to just take on a defender with, you know, five sets of eyes watching him. I just think that's the least effective way, you know, to get him going downhill, and you're turning him into the least effective version of himself, which is just a spot-up shooter. Yeah, in game two, he did a little bit more cutting and stuff like that. But overall, if the Lakers are going to be the overwhelming kind of offense that I think they can be and that they kind of sort of need to be a lot more often than they have been to this point in the series, it's going to be through Luka and LeBron and Austin starting the blender, making Minnesota make multiple rotations and getting more of those swing opportunities that we saw more of in game two. I think they can take another step further in that direction. Speaking of Austin, I think that this is going to be weirdly the game that he kind of steps up in. And we saw him have that bleep it moment. I talked about it in the lounge right after the game on game two. And, you know, how it's just he really seemed to just kind of get out of his own head, get out of his own way, and blow by Naz Reid, blow by Rudy Gobert. And he had that, you know, scream to the rest of the arena that I thought kind of woke himself up as much as it woke those people who were in that arena up. So I think, you know, he's had this extra day here. I would imagine he spent a lot of time working on getting his shot up quicker and feeling more comfortable shooting shots at an increased pace because the Wolves are just so freaking good. They're so athletic, and they're really good in terms of technique as well when it comes to digging in and then hustling out to close out to shooters. So hopefully between looking at tape to see how open he actually is compared to how open he felt in games one and two, maybe you see a little bit more improvement there. Again, the practice on getting the ball in and out of his hands a little bit quicker and getting more comfortable that way might also play a role here. And then finally, you know, as I've been talking about all series to this point, the matchup hunting offense, again, I'm not saying that the Lakers need to ditch it altogether. I do know and agree with everybody who says that it has a place. It 100% does. But the problem that the Lakers are having is that they're getting into those matchup, those hunted matchups so late into the shot clock that there is no real benefit to the advantage gain there. So you basically have to make that shot or get to the free throw line in order to make that possession worthwhile. And as all of that is going on, you have four guys standing around, and two of which, when it's Luka, LeBron, and Austin are on the court, two of which are pretty damn good options. So I hope that the Lakers are able to find a way to balance out their offense a little bit more. And, you know, again, get that blender going, as Pete talked about on the show. You know, on his last appearance, get that blender going, get Minnesota's defense moving, and make those shots that Austin is taking right now a little bit quicker than he's maybe comfortable with. Maybe create a little bit more space so he can take those shots with a little bit more space. Outside of that, you know, the extra rest is all gone after this one, right? You have this game here Friday night, and then you have the game right away on Sunday, and then the series potentially heads back to, or will head back to L.A., and it's going to be really interesting to see how all of this plays out here from here on out. But this is a big opportunity here for the Lakers, and they know it. The Wolves are going to know it. This is going to be an incredible playoff game. It's going to be physical. It's going to be dirty. It's going to be chippy. Minnesota fans are going to be loud as hell. And hopefully it goes our way. And if not, it's Friday night and you get to nurse your hangover tomorrow. Or, you know, nurse a happy hangover. Those are fun too. So the plan as it stands right now is to, we're taking my daughter out. She just got the principal's award, like the whatever award for her class. She got nominated for it. And as a result, we're surprising her with a concert. So I'm going to have my phone at the concert. It's a pretty laid back thing. And I'm not some saint here, but I'm going to have my phone there at the concert. And I'm going to be watching the game there, and then we'll hustle home and put the kids down, and I would imagine watch like the fourth quarter and then be able to go live right after. So the plan is to be live in the lounge right after the game. If I don't feel like I watched enough of the game, I'm not going to lie, I'm not going to go live and waste your guys' time with thoughts on a game that I didn't watch closely enough. I'll just wait for Saturday and maybe record a bonus episode then. But in all likelihood, I'm talking like 85% chance we'll be live in the lounge, youtube.com/@LakersLounge, to break down that game, and then I'll edit it, and then I'll have this pod for you guys on Saturday. And then, you know, that'll be for the off day between games, and then Sunday, we are right back to normal schedule. Game that day, live right after for the breakdown, and then that episode gets split and edited and all that stuff for the pod's RSS feed on Monday morning, and all of that good stuff. So, yeah, busy weekend, fun weekend. Playoffs are here, man. And also, hey, man, go Kings, go! Lakers and Kings, let's take care of business.